fingers. "I'll order a breakfast tray for you. See if you can take some nourishment."
20 minutes later, an Hispanic orderly came in with a tray of breakfast. He cranked Harry's bed up to a sitting position, slowly, carefully, obviously aware that the patient's ribs were painful. Harry felt grateful enough to say gracias. The dark-skinned orderly grinned at him.
"Just doing my job, man."
Harry sipped the orange juice, poked at the rubbery scrambled eggs. Every time he moved his arms, his ribs flared up. By the time he'd given up on the breakfast, his body felt as if somebody had spent the morning whacking his chest and back with a baseball bat. A doctor came in briefly, took his pulse, and told him that he'd be fine in a week or so.
"The others," Harry said.
"How bad were they hurt? Pete Quintana?" The doctor pursed his lips.
"I don't know about anyone else. The medevac chopper brought you in 5 days ago. You're my patient. You're recovering well, that's all I know."
"It must be bad," Harry surmised. "Pete must be dead. Anybody else?" Harry spent the day watching television, banal soap operas, game shows where he knew the answers that stumped the dumbbell contestants, phony courtrooms with idiotic people complaining about one another, psychologists offering advice to young couples and old married folks.
"Maybe Sylvia and I ought to go on one of those shows," Harry thought.
Then he remembered the marriage counselor they'd seen and the psychologist he'd gone to afterward and how pointless it had all been. "Where is Sylvia?" he wondered. "Does she even know I'm in the hospital? Did anybody tell her there's been an accident?" Late in the afternoon, Monk Delaney came into his room. Harry was glad to see the big, shambling engineer, although he thought Monk looked awkward, sheepish, almost embarrassed.
"How you doing, Harry?"
"It only hurts when I breathe."
"Come on," Delaney said. "Seriously."
"Banged up ribs. I'll be okay."
"Your face is kind of burned, like you got too much sun."
Harry nodded. The movement sent a twinge of pain along his back.
"You look okay," he said to Delaney.
The engineer pulled one of the petite wooden chairs from the wall and sat down beside Harry's bed. The chair looked almost too frail to hold his bulk.
"I got a couple of bruises," Delaney said. "The blast knocked me down, that's all."
"Pete?"
Delaney's face fell. "I told that dumb spick to get his ass inside the blockhouse."
"Is he dead?"
"Yeah."
"Anybody else?"
"Nah, they're all okay. You got it worse than anybody. Except Pete, of course. General Scheib tore out both knees of his pants. Levy got a black eye. A real beaut of a shiner."
Harry knew that Monk was trying to cheer him up. "What caused the explosion? Any idea?"
6 dozen guys are going over the wreckage, including a gang of blue suits."
"And?"
Delaney shrugged. "Looks like it might have been some grease got into the oxy line."
"We checked that line," Harry said.
"Yeah, I know, but that's what it looks like."
Harry closed his eyes and saw his job going down the drain. Grease in the oxygen line. That shouldn't have happened. Somebody's going to get blamed for it. Me. Maybe all of us. Maybe the whole damned program will get shut down.
"The investigation isn't over," Delaney said. "Maybe they'll find something else."
Harry started to shake his head, thought better of it.
"What are they going to find? Spies? Foreign agents